Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Wendy Whitrock, who is the manager for the Cass County Landfill. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Wendy, you have a new program going on out there because we have, well, sort of a new product, one that I think more and more of us are using, and those are those new curly light bulbs.
Right, the CFL bulbs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what should we do with those? Can we just put them in our regular recycling?
No, we recommend that they don't go in with the regular recycling because they do contain mercury in them. And compact fluorescent lights, the mercury vapor that's inside the glass tubing obviously is poisonous. So we recommend that people recycle those. And we've established a new CFL recycling program for Cass County residents. And we have placed green buckets at locations in all the communities for the residents to be able to drop off there instead of having to bring them out directly to the landfill.
Okay, yeah, we need to make things easy for all of us folks who get in a hurry and go, yeah, I don't have time to do that. I'll just do what I usually do. So, green buckets, and I'm sure it says something on those buckets.
Yes, it does. It's the CFL recycling program.
Okay.
And we've got disposal locations around each community. In Anita, we have one at the Anita Utilities and the Public Library. Atlantic, as at the Atlantic Utilities, the Public Library, and the Cass County Courthouse. In Cumberland, it's located at the Public Library. Griswold, at the City Clerk's Office and at the Public Library. Lewis, at the Public Library. Marnie is located at a business on Washington Street, 200 Washington Street. Messina, the City Clerk's Office, and the Public Library. And in Wyota, Ray Zellmer's residence is where
okay.
It's located.
So almost every town has a library where if you forget
right.
all the others, go to the library
mm-hmm.
and you'll find a container there for those bulbs.
Right, and it's just a green bucket. We do ask that residents place those CFL bulbs in a Ziploc bag when they bring them to the location, just in case they would break. In transportation mm-hmm. or when they're disposed of there.
You know, and I was just reading, Wendy, if one breaks at your house, you shouldn't just sweep it up with a broom.
Right.
You need to.
We recommend that the dust can and the vapors can go everywhere, so you need to be very careful. Even if you try to vacuum it up, the fibers into the air. So it's important to make sure that, and if you do ever break one, give us a call. We'll give you some guidelines on what to
okay.
take care of on that.
Okay, and hopefully that doesn't happen. Yeah, right. You know, they're not terribly more breakable than the others, but accidents happen. So remember not to sweep that around because that's not the good thing to do.
Yeah.
So look for those green buckets when those do burn out. They're not supposed to burn out very fast, but they do occasionally. So look for the green buckets. Great program, Wendy. It's we really appreciate the things that you do to help us keep our environment safe and ourselves safe. So saying that, let's move on to that hazardous subject program.
Yes.
You've been going on for quite a while.
We have. We've had a household hazardous waste program in place for several years now. We used to have a seasonal program because we weren't set up to be able to go through the wintertime. But a few years ago, we added onto our building, and now we're able to year-round collect household hazardous waste, meaning paint, stains, varnishes, yard chemicals. This does not include farm chemicals. But we ask that residents make an appointment with us. My staff has been trained to take this material in, but we also have to, under DNR rules, we have to monitor everything that comes in and document it. So it takes a little bit of time for us. On the resident's end, it's a matter of you fill out a quick form, you drop it off with us, we'll take care of it from there. There is no charge for that.
Okay, another great service.
Right.
Now, Wendy, are there some things that maybe in the past we've thrown away and because we don't think they're dangerous kinds of chemicals, something that we have maybe under the kitchen sink that we really should not be putting into our recycling?
Well, any of those things that are under the kitchen sink kind of qualify as a household material, and they shouldn't go in with your regular garbage. Like I said, we've established a program that we can still take that and be safe with it and dispose of it correctly. We'll find out that a lot of the stuff that comes in our household hazardous program is still good and usable. It's just that the resident doesn't have the need or the want for this material, or a lot of times they're cleaning out an estate and have to have
yes.
a place to get rid of it. The good material that we take back in, we put on what we call our swap shop shelves, And those materials are available for residents free of charge to come in and get. So what a better way to recycle that material than to be used up the way it was meant to be used up.
And save the user a lot of money.
Exactly.
I'm sure you've found a lot of different things, but one of them I think of is, you know, sometimes you need to paint something, but it really doesn't make much difference what color it is.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have a whole lot of free paint out there.
Oh, we have all kinds of free paint out here. A lot of latex. We do have some oil-based paint, a lot of cleaners. You'd be surprised what type of cleaners, varnishes, stains. I'm just as guilty as you when you do a woodworking project or something, and you need a little bit of stain. Even if you buy the smallest quantity, there seems to be some left over. And so what a great option for 4-H kids or the crafter to be able to come out here, get materials like that, and use it as it was meant to be used.
And what are the hours that people can come out and take a look at that?
We're open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Okay, so... Yeah.
And you do not need an appointment to come look at that material, but we do ask the residents make an appointment to bring their material out to us.
Okay, and you know, Wendy, I'm not sure everybody knows where you're located.
Yeah, we're located southeast of Atlantic on Jackson Road, 4 miles southeast.
Okay, and there's a sign on Highway 6 as we go, like, to Wyota from Atlantic. There's a sign. Isn't there a sign there?
Yes, there's a sign there, and there's also a sign on Highway 71 just south of Walmart that will send you off to the east, and at the end of the blacktop is our location.
Okay, and don't get worried if you say, oh, I think I'm lost. Just keep going.
We always tell people, go for the scenic drive. You'll find it at the end of it. So.
There you go. That's a great idea, and what, again, a wonderful service. And folks, put that down as a money saver. A lot of folks are looking for ways to save money. Hey, what a great way to do that. Wendy, I think there was a system that you wanted to talk about.
Right. We're currently, Cass County in 2010 was appointed as one of the 6 pilots for the Iowa DNR for the environmental management system. And the EMS, we have to deal with projects in 6 key areas, those being yard waste, water quality, recycling, greenhouse gas, environmental education, and household hazardous waste. And we've just finished our first year along with these other 5 pilots across the state. And I'm happy to say that we exceeded what we were looking at doing in Cass County. So as a small planning area and agency, we did the same type of work that Metro Waste out of Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Linn County. We feel very proud of our accomplishments in those areas.
So how did you make that happen, Wendy?
We just have projects that we have to apply in those 6 key areas, and obviously recycling and environmental education, household hazardous waste, water quality are daily items, you know, that we'd work with here at the landfill anyhow. Yard waste is something that the landfill doesn't deal with. It was banned from the landfill in the early 90s, and so we've been working with the county as a whole. Last year we purchased a chipper for county entities and city entities to use. And so we're trying to find an alternative to actually burning those wood waste and a positive mulching material at the end of the project.
So I know near Atlantic we have that pile of wood chips out there by the Little League field, kind of on the way to KJN. But are there other places in other towns where there might be those wood chips that people could go pick up and use?
We have the chipper that's available to all of those communities. And now instead of having to burn their yard waste piles, the chipper is available to them to be able to chip, and we're hoping that they'll use that and have an alternative and having a material for their park and also for the residents to use in their gardens and around their trees and things.
And you know, Wendy, I tell people, you know, though, you can go get those chips, and they say, you mean those are free? You can just go get those? What another great service. And, you know, I think we're more and more, as gardeners especially, we want those chips to do mulching. And it's wonderful to have those available.
Yes, we feel it's a very good option. Air quality is becoming a huge issue, and even yard waste sites burning off the material that's been brought out to them, we're trying to give them an alternative.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody has a question about that, they can, of course, call you.
Yes, please do.
Okay. And are you listed in the phone book under what?
Cass County Landfill.
Okay.
Sanitary Landfill. Our phone number is 712-243-1991. And you can also visit us on the web at CassCountyLandfill.com.
Okay. Remember the year, 1991. That's a good way to remember that phone number, 1991. And take advantage of all of the things that are available there that we've talked about, the new CFL recycling, the hazardous materials, on and on. And Wendy, one last thing, if people want a program for their group, you do that, don't you?
Oh, yes, by all means.
Okay.
Environmental education is one of my top jobs around here, and it's the hardest thing to do, too. So we really appreciate everybody's efforts, and I just want to say Cass County is doing a fabulous job on their recycling.
Oh.
We can't keep up with them. We have people that call and say, well, the box is missing at this location, and I explain to them I haven't figured out a way to empty it without bringing it out here. So please be patient. No. We are trying to keep them empty so that we can make sure we're real thrilled to see that people are using them.
All right. Well, thanks for all the work you do, Wendy. You've done a great job of heading all of this up at the Cass County Landfill. And until next time, here's a thought. We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude.